Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 484. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great show. The title of today's show is that we are bringing you the top dental keywords used for internet searches in both the United States and around the globe. So let's find out how your searches compare to people around the U.S. and around the globe. Since last week's show was about cybersecurity and ransomware, and we were talking about, you know, the internet and all this electronic data stuff, I thought, well, this seems like a nice follow-up. And so before we get started, though, let me just remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. The website is Dr. Kvitko & Associates. And just so you know, all episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So every show we've ever done, all 483 of them, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And also, before we get started today, because last week I forgot... Actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Forgot to mention this. And what it is I want to remind people that we are doing our 7th annual Dentistry from the Heart event. It's going to be on June 9th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. It will be free dentistry, which will mean a free cleaning, a free extraction, a free filling. And we need volunteers. We need more dentists to come out and help. We need more hygienists, more dental assistants. And we actually need just regular folks who would be willing to come out and help with registration and that sort of thing. Each year, we invite the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van. We invite the OSU College of Dentistry's Dental Home Coach. We have a DJ called Kraftworks Karaoke. We have games for the kids. We have food and drink and porta-potties and everything that you can think of that will make it. It's more than just a dental event. It is a kind of a free healthcare event, okay? We'll be doing blood pressure screenings. We hope to be doing glucose screenings and anything like that that we can, pull together to make it a great event. So remember, June 9th, 8 until 4, and we need people to volunteer. So if you would please call my office, 614-262-9588, to volunteer, that would be awesome. And basically what we'd like is, if you're a dentist, call us up and volunteer both your time and your hygienist's time and bring a dental assistant with you. You can do it as a group, and it'll be some bonding time, and you'll be doing some wonderful things for the community. You'll be doing some great things. All right, so now let's get on to the topic of the show, which is the top dental keywords that people use when searching in the U.S. and around the globe for dentists and dental services. So the first category is just going to be general dentistry. So you think you might know the actual, what people would type in, but it's interesting to me that some of these I would not have expected. And of course, the number of people searching is a little surprising. But let me just give you the top. The top one is just the word dentist. In the U.S., 9,140,000 times the word dentist was typed in. Now, globally, it was only 7,480,000. That's interesting that... 2 million more people typed in the word dentist in the U.S. alone as compared to around the world. The next one is dentists, with a plural, with an S on the end. That one was 2,240,000 searches, and ironically, it's the exact same number globally. So I don't know if people around the world don't use the S, and it's all U.S. searches, or what. But between those two, the word dentist and dentists, it is 11,380,000 searches, okay? Now, just so you know, there are about 322 million people in the United States. There are about 175,000 dentists in the United States, just to put some things in perspective. The third most common keyword for general dentistry was dental implants. I find that actually interesting that people would go right from dentist and dentists to dental implants, leaving out a lot of other things, I guess, things like I'm thinking, you know, cavities and crowns and root canals. But anyway, that's the third most common, and it is 1,220,000 searches for the word dental implants. Globally, though, only 368,000. So clearly, more people in the United States are aware of dental implants and maybe are considering having them than people around the globe. I mean, that's a big, big difference. You would think the number around the globe would be bigger than the U.S. because we're only 322 million people, and there are 7.1 billion people on the Earth, maybe even more by now. Okay. Now, the number four most common or top dental keyword is when people type in the dentist. All right, the dentist. So in the U.S., 550,000 people type in the dentist. Globally, 673,000 type in the dentist. So that's the first one where the global numbers were higher than in the United States. I don't know why the word the is, you know, in fact, it reminds me of L.A. Out in L.A., they refer to their roads as the 401, you know, the 315 or whatever. It's always the. So maybe that's just something that happens outside of the U.S. where they use the word the when we don't even think to use it here. All right, so that was number four. The next one, number five, cosmetic dentist. So cosmetic dentist is the fifth top dental keyword search. And in the U.S., 301,000 people searched for that. Globally, it was 246,000. So again, the U.S. wins, we win. Now, this is interesting, too. Number six is the word, or words, dental implant. Isn't that weird? So dental implants was third at 1,220,000 in the U.S., but sixth place is dental implant without the S, 246,000. This internet business is really strange, isn't it? Oh, by the way, globally, only 201,000 people typed in the word dental implant. Okay. So number seven in the top keyword searches is cosmetic dentists. Dentists with an S. Okay? So, you know, cosmetic dentist without the S was number five, and now number seven is cosmetic dentists. 110,000 in the U.S., 40,500 globally. Number eight, they typed in the words cost dental implants. Cost dental implants. 110,000 people typed that in the U.S., only 33,100 globally. Number nine, find dentist. Find dentist. And that would be 110,000 also in the U.S., but 74,000 globally. And then number 10, find a dentist. Find a dentist, 90,500 U.S., and globally, 60,500. All right, so that's the top 10 dental keywords for general dentistry. Later in the show, we're going to talk about other categories, which would be orthodontics, periodontics, and prosthodontics, okay? But those are the top 10. So just for fun, I thought, hey, let's list the least common 10 dental keywords that people type in just to go to the other end of that spectrum. And so the least common on this list is, and by the way, I got this list from advancedmediawebs.com. Okay, advancedmediawebs.com. All right, so the least common dental keyword typed in for general dentistry purposes was dentures dentist. Dentures dentist. Only 4,400 people in the U.S. and 4,400 people the same globally. You know what? That's actually kind of neat because it tells you that more and more people are keeping their teeth. Fewer people are searching for a dentist that can make them dentures. But the second least common one that we see typed in is dentist veneers. Now that kind of surprises me because I thought more people were looking for veneers these days. Certainly many more people than dentures, but happens to be the same number of people searching for both, 4,400. Globally, though, veneers, 3,600, which is even less than the dentures. All right, number three of the least most common dental keywords for general dentistry is female dentist. 5,400 people in the U.S. and 5,400 the same globally have searched female dentist. That's very interesting. I don't know. I mean, I know, I understand that, certain people would prefer a woman doctor over a male doctor. Don't really understand why they would search a woman dentist over a male dentist, unless it's maybe the size of their hands or something. I don't know. But apparently it's not that many people that are thinking that they should be searching out a woman. The fourth least common search dental keyword is dental implant center. Also at 5,400, so the same as female dentist and in the U.S., and actually only 4,400 globally, which is less than female dentist. The fifth least common search term is sedation dentists, also at 5,400 in the U.S., but 5,400 also globally. Now that one I'm surprised by because we know that about 40% of the public doesn't go to the dentist on a regular basis, and the most common reason they cite is fear. And so you would think there'd be more people searching out sedation dentists, certainly not having it the fifth least common. That's very surprising to me, because a lot of my patients come to me because they know that I can sedate them, that I can make them comfortable. And so, but maybe that's not what they're searching. I don't know. Apparently it's not. All right. And then the sixth least common is dentists' reviews. 6,600 people type that in the U.S. and 4,400 globally. The seventh least common is dentist DMD. Now, for those of you that don't know, DMD stands for Doctor of Medical Dentistry. My degree is a DDS, and they are the exact same degree. Some of the East Coast schools decided to change the designation and use a DMD designation. They thought it sounded more medical, which I think it does. But a lot of people don't know the difference and don't even realize that we do the same things exactly and actually go to the same type schooling. There really is no difference. But anyway, 6,600 people in the U.S. and 5,400 people globally search for that. The eighth least common search term is braces dentist. 6,600 people in the U.S. and 4,400 globally. The ninth least common search word, dentist crown. 6,600 U.S., same globally, 6,600. And the 10th least common search term was dentist clinic. And that is 6,600 in the U.S., but 9,900 in the global realm. Okay? So that is the top 10 dental keyword searches for general dentistry, and the least top, I mean, the what would I say? The bottom 10 dental keyword searches. All right, so let me just remind you what those top, at least the top five were, because that's going to be important to you when it comes to our Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And the top five were dentist, dentists, dental implants, the dentist, cosmetic dentist. Okay? All right. So, but before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, Some of the top dental keywords used by people seeking dental care are A, dentist, B, dentists, C, dental implants, D, the dentist, or E, all of the above. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We had four people call in. Let me ask my producer, who is the winner of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today? Who knew that the correct answer was E, all of the above?
Congratulations to Jane from Dublin. She's going to win those flowers.
All right, congratulations to our winner, and please enjoy those flowers from DeSantis. And for those of you that didn't win today, if you would please call in next week, you know, try again. You just never know. It's a great prize to win, and the flowers from DeSantis are always awesome, so we're happy to have them as a partner. All right, so now what I want to do is I want to go on to people who were searching for an orthodontist. What were they typing in, or what do they type in? Okay, and interestingly enough, the word they type in is dentist. Who would think that orthodontist would be the number one search term for this category? But it's not. Dentist is at 9,140,000 in the U.S. and 7,480,000. globally, but the second most common word when searching for an orthodontist is orthodontics. 1 million people typed that in the U.S. and 450,000 globally. The third most common word when you're looking for an orthodontist is, guess what? Orthodontist. Why wasn't that one first? I don't know. I don't know why that wasn't first. Anyway, 673,000 people typed that in the U.S. and globally 450,000. The next one, number four, orthodontic. All right, 368,000 and 246,000. The fifth one is Invisalign, and that would be 301,000 in the U.S. and 368,000 globally. So more people around the globe are typing in Invisalign than in the U.S., which is a little surprising to me. And then another one that I find interesting, number six on that list, is pediatric dentist, at the same number as Invisalign. So when you're looking for an orthodontist, you're typing in the word pediatric dentist the same number of times as Invisalign. Okay, and then the next one, dental facial orthopedics. Well, that's a really big word. And apparently a lot of people know that because 246,000 people typed that in the U.S. But not so much globally, only 27,100, which would be number 8, is orthodontists with plural. All right, so remember number 3 was orthodontist at 673,000, and number 8 is orthodontists with an S at the end, another 201,000 in the U.S., 301,000 globally. Number 9 is pediatric dentistry. 110,000 people type that, and 90,500 globally. And then number 10, pediatric dental, 40,500 and 40,500. Okay, so that covers the top 10 search words for people looking for orthodontics. Just for fun, let's do the least common. The least common is Invisalign, meaning spelled wrong. Invisiline. So Invisalign spelled wrong was the least common, but it did have 9,900 people in the U.S., 14,800 outside of the U.S. Invisalign spelled incorrectly, Invisaline, got another 9,900 in the U.S. and 12,100 globally. Then there was Invisalign spelled correctly. I'm sorry, but it's Invisalign before and after. So they typed in 4 words. And by the way, Invisalign, Invisaline. So they typed Invisalign before and after and got 9,900 people to do that, as well as 6,600 globally. The 4th least common is lingual braces. The 5th, kids braces. The 6th, braces on teeth. The 7th, braces for adults. The 8th, braces color. The 9th, adult braces. And the 10th least common, dental orthodontists, as though there's such a thing as a medical orthodontist. I don't know. Anyway, I think that one's kind of funny. 14,800 people searched that in the U.S., but 33,100 did globally. Okay. All right. So now let's go on to, let's see how much time we have. Yeah, let's go on to periodontic dentistry, so periodontology, periodontist, you know, that sort of thing, gums. Okay, the top one for that category is the word periodontal. 368,000 people searched that in the U.S., 246,000 globally. The next one is periodontist, 201,000 and 110,000. Number 3 is periodontics, 135,000 U.S. and 49,500 globally. And then periodontists, plural, 135,000 more, plus 40,500 globally. Number 5, periodontal disease, 90,500 in the U.S., 74,000 globally. Number 6, periodontal surgery, the same 90,500 in the U.S., 18,100 globally. Periodontitis, 49,500 in the U.S., 90,500 globally, which means more people globally look for the word periodontitis. And number 8, periodontal treatment, 33,100 U.S., globally 14,800. Number 9, find periodontist, 22,200 and 14,800. And then the number 10, most commonly searched word for periodontal care, I guess, is laser periodontal treatment. 22,200 in the U.S., but only 2,900 globally. So apparently there are more laser procedures being done in the U.S., or people at least are searching for them more in the U.S. Okay, now it's almost time to go to a break, but really quickly, let me give you the 10 least commonly searched words for periodontal treatment. It would be the least common, periodontics dentist. The next least common, periodontal plastic surgery. Then periodontal infection, advanced periodontitis, periodontal treatments, periodontal probing, treatment for periodontal disease, symptoms, periodontal disease, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 9 is periodontal pockets, and 10, periodontal laser surgery. All right, those are the least commonly searched words for periodontal care. However, right now, it's time to go to a break, so listen to this, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko, and this is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 484. Today, we're bringing you the top dental keywords used for internet searches in both the United States and around the globe. And we've also kind of thrown in some of the least most common internet word searches just for fun. So we've covered general dentistry, periodontics, and orthodontics, and the very last one is prosthodontics. Those of you that don't remember what prosthodontics is, it is people that do a lot of crowns and bridges, and these days implant-supported, kind of the more complex cases that maybe a general dentist doesn't want to do. We have to be quick, though, because we are almost out of time. The most common search word for prosthodontics is best dentures. Only 2,900 people, though, in the U.S. and 2,900, same number in global. Aesthetic dentistry, 3,600 and 6,600. Cosmetic dental implants, only 1,600 and 1,600. Best dentist, 60,500 and 40,500. Dental crown, 60,500 and 60,500. Dental bridge, 49,500 and 49,500. Dental veneers, 49,500, 40,500. Cosmetic dentures, 40,500 and only 5,400 globally. Dental crowns, 40,500 and 33,100. Dental implants, 1,220,000 in the U.S. and globally, 368,000. And then the least most common search words for prosthodontics, and this one I kind of find comical, prosthodontic specialist, less than one in the United States, 58 globally. Full mouth restoration, less than one in the United States and only 1,000 globally. Cosmetic dentist veneers, only 590 in the U.S., 480 globally. Oral maxillofacial surgery, 110,000 U.S., 12,100. And cost dental implants, 110,000 and only 33,100 globally. All right, don't forget my Dentistry from the Heart event. We need volunteers. June 9th, call my phone number 614-262-9588 to volunteer. We need more dentists, more hygienists, more dental assistants. And if you're a patient, just show up. You get a free filling or a free extraction or a free cleaning. And that's all the time we have this week. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kavitko and Associates. All past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Next week, we will have up-and-coming singer, songwriter Jared Mahone. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think you're going to enjoy his music. To be honest, I actually love his music. I just learned about Jared not that long ago. And I'm very enthralled with what he does. He sings his songs. He writes his songs. They're very cool. They sound like they could be on the radio right now and probably should be. So you're going to get a chance to hear him live in the studio. And maybe you can say that you heard him when, you know, before he got really famous. It's going to be cool. You're going to love it. All right. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.